The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I mentioned earlier this principle that when we do insight practice or mindfulness practice or liberation practice, that it's not about having a new experience as it is about seeing our experience in a new way. And so to explore what does it mean to see our experience in a new way. And it can be in many ways we can see things fresh, a new way. And I don't want to say there's one way. It's part of the richness of life that there's so many different perspectives that we can have. And some perspectives are liberating from our attachments being caught up in what's happening, and some perspectives keep us attached or get us attached even more. But for people who are, you know, practicing a path of liberation, the idea that it's possible to be free of clinging or free of attachment, free of being enmeshed or caught up in our experience is meant to be a very important guideline, just an idea of that. So because then you can, with that idea present, then you can explore your experience. Where's the freedom here? What would it be like to be free in this situation? Or what would it be like not to be enmeshed or entangled in this situation? And then, you know, what perspective do I bring that helps me be realistic, be present, be connected in a useful way, but at the same time not enmeshed or entangled, be free? So one perspective that is kind of a radical perspective that the Buddhist tradition offers can be summarized in a very simple four words, and that is, it's not about me. it's not about me. So, what, you know, that can be applied to just about everything. It's a very powerful thing. It's not about me. So, you know, if someone is noisy in the meditation hall you're sitting, and that's not about me. You know, as opposed to my meditation, I was on the brink of enlightenment, I was getting concentrated, and I put a lot of effort and time to come here, and it's really important, my meditation. And this person's disturbing my meditation. You know, this person's being disrespectful to me, and this person has it out to get me, you know, and keep me from getting concentrated. Or, you know, it's all this me, 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 right? But it's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about me. All kinds of things are not about me. So it's, you know, it's maybe a little bit easier to do that with the external world. It's not about me. And if someone says something unkind to you, and you take it personally, but then you remind yourself, it's not about me. I don't, you know, the idea of taking it personally is maybe not needed. Not about me. It's about them. It's about them being mean or being deluded or doing something. But it's not about me. It doesn't have to touch me. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never touch me, right? So how do we, you don't have to take things in. We don't have to take them personally. Or you leave here today, and if you ever park your car nearby and you have a flat tire, it's not about me. It's just a flat tire. Now you have to take care of it. But you don't have to kind of make a whole drama story of your life around the flat tire. There's something very powerful about not taking things personally. That doesn't mean that we become aloof or disconnected or we don't take responsibility for it or don't care for what's going on. But for many human beings, there's a strong identification where we use the experience to define ourselves. We use our experience, what's going on, to represent who we are. And how we are represented to the world, to ourselves, becomes kind of, you know, we're very invested in it. We very much define ourselves certain ways. And then our well-being, our happiness, our unhappiness is connected to that definition. Or that things are personal. So it's, you know, it's not about me. So earlier I talked about this idea of the lotus in muddy waters. It's a wonderful little image from Buddhism. That as a lotus can grow out of muddy water, and the blossom blossoms above the water, but the stalk is connected to the muddy water, but the blossom is untouched by the mud. So in the same way, we're connected to this world and all the shenanigans and difficulties of this world. We're not disconnected from it, but we can find a freedom from it, but not away from it. Freedom within it, like the heart can blossom, the petals can open. There's another image that's kind of a nice and romantic image, right? There's a X-rated image, or more, you know, adult image that is kind of graphic, that can be meaningful sometimes, because partly because it's so dramatic. And that is it's an image from the Buddha, and that is of a butcher who has the cow that's been butchered. So the cow's been killed. And so the first thing the butcher does is, I guess in the old world, is to take a knife and separate the hide from the cow. So if a really skilled butcher can maybe take the knife underneath the hide and just loosen it all from the flesh, and so the whole hide comes off in one piece. But once that hide has not come off the carcass, and since it's a hide belongs to the cow, the carcass, you could kind of put it back on again. It would kind of fit, because that's where it came from. You know, but if you put it back on, it's never going to be connected again. It's not going to grow back on, right? It's always going to be disconnected now. In the same way, the Buddha said, if you become free, if you don't take things personally, there's a way in which the entanglements, the way in which we have grown enmeshed with the world, no longer, it's been severed, has been cut. And we're no longer enmeshed or caught in what's going on. And so, I don't know if the word separation is a good word to use. Now we feel separate. There's no sense of separation. There's no sense of being aloof or distant from the experience. But there's a way in which it's not personal, or it's not, there's a freedom from the midst of it. It's like phenomena is happening. All kinds of things are happening, but it doesn't touch us. It doesn't, or say it differently, maybe in a more nicer way, our heart is at peace. And all the things that happen in the world don't disturb the heart's peace. Or the heart is open, or consciousness is open, awareness is open and fluid, and things just arise. So, if you make a sound like that, the sound travels through the air in an unobstructed way. Right, the air doesn't protest or doesn't take it personally or doesn't, you know, just there, just there in the space of the room, the sound. So in the same way, the sound can be in the space of our awareness. The awareness can be unobstructed. It doesn't obstruct it. Awareness doesn't take it personally. Awareness just, but it allows for it. It just travels in the field, in the space of awareness. So in the same way, all our experiences can be just there. They're fully present, fully experiencing them, and we take responsibility for them. But the heart, the mind, the awareness doesn't get entangled, doesn't get caught in it. There's a freedom from it. There's a separation from it. So we see it in a different way. We don't see it anymore as this defines me. This is what I'm about. So I have a glass of water here, and I could drink a glass of water, but then I could, because I'm concerned about my talk and all of you watching me and all that, so I could spill the water right down my shirt, and I'm all wet. And so one option would be, oh no, I'm a mindfulness teacher, I'm supposed to do things mindfully, and you know, here I wasn't mindful enough and I spilled in front of all these good people, and I'm a mindfulness teacher and this is a disaster for my reputation, and the word will get out, Gil's not so mindful. And, you'll probably tweet before the end of the sitting. You tweet it, right? And everyone knows, and that's the end. You know, I take it very personally, right? Or it's just like, oh, it's phenomena. It's like sound going through the room. The bell is rung. There's wetness on my shirt. And maybe some of you do think, what's Gil up to? He's supposed to be mindful. Maybe you do think that way, but I just, people are having thoughts. Those are thoughts. Maybe it's a reasonable thought, but it's not about me. It's like, it is about me in a certain way, but I don't have to take it about me. I have to do anything with it. Oh, you're responsible for those thoughts. I'm not so concerned about what you think about. So there's a freedom, independence in the middle of it. I don't have to take it personally. I have to kind of make a whole story around it. I just have to get dry my shirt. So there's something about freedom that helps us not to take things so personally, that helps us to be present for experience, but there is I don't want to use the word separation, but there is a freedom, there's a kind of a gap between us and experience. And where it's most hard to do this is not with the world experiences around us, but with what goes on inside of us, with our thoughts, our feelings, our sensations, our bodies, experience. It's the inner life. To be able to see a thought, to see a feeling, to see a reaction, a response, an attitude, to see how we're feeling, to be present for it, and say it's not about me, when it's clearly not about someone else. who else is going to be? It's not about me, then who is it, So it's not like, you don't deny that someone says, how are you feeling? You say, I'm grumpy. That's honest, you're the one who's grumpy. But on the inside, you don't have to take it personally. It doesn't have to be about you. Your heart's at peace, or your awareness holds it all without being caught in it. The fact that you have a thought, the fact that you have a feeling, the fact that you're grumpy or something, it's just phenomena. It's just stuff that arises. And just let it be. So part of freedom is to see that differently. See it, that's how it is. And many people have very powerful beliefs around what is wrong to experience inside. It's not okay to be a certain way. It's not okay to have certain thoughts. It's not okay to have certain feelings. It's not okay to be depressed. It's not okay to be grumpy or angry. All these things, not okay. And then we get it, but as soon as it's not okay, you're identified with it, you're enmeshed in it. And it is possible to step back and just see it. And see it without identifying it. See it, it's not about me. See it as just phenomena, just like the sound of a bell ringing. It's just there. Of course, the psychophysical system we have will have thoughts and feelings and stuff, but we don't have to be identified by it, caught by it. And then if you do this well, this idea of kind of not being, it's not personal, it's not about me, and this is why I don't like the idea of the separation idea. It isn't like there's experience, thoughts, feelings, sounds, people, and me. And I'm going to hold myself free and independent, and I'm not going to be caught by it. There's no me here. That just disappears in this process. There's nothing here that needs to be a reference. Nothing here needs to be a reference for anything. There's nothing here that needs to be defined in any way. There's nothing here that needs to be identified by anything. It's more like there's just space. And all this phenomena, all this stuff arises and passes and rises and passes. And it can rise and pass freely. And we can be like, it's almost as if there's no lotus blossom. It's just things are as they are, and there's freedom in the midst of it. So I hope that gives you a little bit of challenge around this idea that how I challenged you in the morning, and that is Vipassana is not about having a new experience, but it's about seeing in a new way. So you might pick it there during this week, carry that little expression with you and explore that. And how that can that be? How can you, in the situation you're in, how can you see the situation in a new way rather than getting rid of it or changing it? And if it helps, you might add to that exploration, what does it mean? What does Gil mean by it's not about me? How is that relevant? How is that freeing? How can that make me happy? It's not about me. And if you get happy, it's not about you either. So thank you. And now...